Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
All eyes on late night. Jimmy Kimmel returned, but not all ABC stations carried his show. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck has the story and reaction from Midtown.
No direct apologies from Jimmy Kimmel. In fact, he's very critical of Sinclair and Nexstar that they've pulled his show from their lineup. But he did become very emotional when he was talking about Charlie Kirk.
But I do want to make something clear because it's important to me as a human, and that is, you understand that it was never my intention to make light of the murder of a young man.
President Trump on Truth Social yesterday writing, "I can't believe ABC fake news gave Jimmy Kimmel his job back." Now, when I caught up with Michael this morning, he tells me he's a little worn out by all of the late-night political chat.
I don't really watch late-night TV. I'm usually watching Seinfeld at 11 o'clock, yeah, so, and that's it.
No politics there.
No, exactly. I need a break. Yeah. There's so much of it, you know, so I go right to Seinfeld at 11.
Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here in Midtown.
The 13-year-old boy who was shot in the head outside a donut shop in Queens on his way to school Monday remains in a coma, and his mother's keeping vigil. Mother Vileen Griffith told CBS 2 News her son Sanjay is brain dead, but she's not giving up hope for a miracle. She's thinking of how he was before.
Sanjay was fun. Remember Sanjay the same way he is, very fun. Fun little child to have. And Sanjay will have the whole neighborhood up and running all the summer.
And her message to the shooter?
Why? Sanjay was only 13 years old. Why you had to shoot little Sanjay?
So far, police are still looking for the suspect in that shooting, which happened Monday morning outside the store on Linden Boulevard in Cambria Heights. Anybody with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers. One man was wounded in a shooting at a Coney Island donut shop yesterday. This happened around 3:30 p.m. inside Donut Connection near Mermaid Avenue and West 17th Street. Police say a 31-year-old man was shot in the leg, taken to the hospital in stable condition. It's unclear what sparked that gunfire. Police are still looking for the shooter. Churn in the NYPD is affecting response times. That's what one expert's saying in the wake of new reporting showing response times getting longer. John Jay College professor and retired detective Michael Alcazar tells 1010 Winds the high rate of retirements and resignations is a problem, and it starts at the top.
Changing of the guards, right? We've had four police commissioners under Mayor Adams, and each commissioner wants to reinvent the wheel. And if you're a quality of life officer, you're probably responding to jobs that are non-emergencies. That's more police officers you're taking off the rundown.
The mayor's management report released last week shows the average response time is just under 15 minutes, 90 seconds better than the previous fiscal year, but overall, times have still gone up over the last 5 years. For Jewish New Yorkers, this is a very special week.
The shofar is echoing through the city's streets, marking the start of Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. For Beatrice, this is a time to bond with her family.
Well, we get to throw away our sins between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, so we ask for forgiveness and we try to be a better person.
She explains there'll be 10 days of reflection.
And just getting together, which, you know, we don't get to do all the time, so it's lovely because of that.
Jewish New Yorkers tell us they'll be spending time with their family and are welcoming a sweet and hopeful new year. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on the Upper East Side.
6-7 to you, too. New Yorkers are trying to figure out some of the latest slang.
Skip baby? Huzz? Huzz? No idea. Husband, maybe?
Big Mac is like heavy set. I have absolutely heard of that.
New Google search data from the company Unscramblers finds that the most searched terms in the city were 6-7, a popular teen chant that apparently has no actual meaning. A Sigma is an independent person who operates outside the social hierarchy. Aura farming, something you do just to look cool. And getting sendy is when you commit to something and go for it. Now I just need to figure out the hot new term for embarrassing myself in front of my 15-year-old. Well, never mind glasses. The umpire may soon need a charge with robot umps coming to the big leagues.
Starting next season, the batter, pitcher, or catcher will be allowed to challenge 2 ball and strike calls per game. Mixed opinions from Yankee fans at the stadium.
If the technology is there, why not take advantage of it?
It's getting too modern. It's taking away the character of the game.
I think they rely on technology too much.
Use the technology that's available. Too many games decided with bad calls.
Chris Morgan likes it and says this is about one thing.
You look at tennis, you look at the NFL right now, and they use these to make the call right. And that's all we want.
The automated system will adjust for a player's height. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Metro North's Hudson Line's about to move faster. Governor Hochul announced new Express Super Express runs yesterday.
These Super Express trains will take you from Poughkeepsie to Grand Central in 90 minutes, and from Beacon to Grand Central in less than 1 hour and 15 minutes.
Hochul says track work to enable these new runs was completed ahead of schedule. The new Super Express set to start next Monday. It's 9 years in prison for the New York man accused of plotting an ISIS attack in Queens in 2019. Federal judge sentenced 25-year-old Awais Chowdhury of Queens yesterday. He pled guilty in June to attempting to provide material support to the Islamic State. Prosecutors say he planned a knife or bomb attack on pedestrian bridges over the Grand Central Parkway or Flushing Bay Promenade. They say he told undercover agents he hoped to videotape those attacks to encourage others. He was arrested as he tried to pick up a knife, mask, and other gear that he had ordered online.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.